Our story begins in Raven and Mac's apartment, where Raven, Blake, and Hannah are talking in the living room.
I know that everyone has said that Mac didn't understand what's going on, but I'm telling you, he knew me. The way he said my name let me know he knew who I was.
Rave, I don't want to be the downer here, but maybe you're just reading into the situation.
I know my husband, Hannah. He even squeezed my hand when he said it. He's coming out of this.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
There's no way in hell I'm going to let my husband be locked up in some psych ward, especially one with Evelyn Shoemaker in it and Mandy Selleck if they ever find her.
Hannah, has there been any word on Mandy? Does Joe have any leads?
Nope, nada. Zip. I talked to him yesterday and there's nothing new since she was spotted at St. John Hospital with Matt.
Speaking of Matt, I better get her up to the Algonquin to see him. Hope he'll finally agree to see me.
Blake, thank you so much for everything. This trip to France was just what I needed.
It was my pleasure. I'm just glad Aunt Simone's feeling better and I can come home with you.
It looks like Mac and I will have a happy ending after all. And if the police could lock Mandy Selleck up for good, I'd have a lot less to worry about.
Don't you worry about her, Raven. I'll stay here with you, or one of us will until Mac gets better. Mandy Selleck will never get near this family again.
At his penthouse, Charlie is talking with Gretchen, who has just stopped by.
Wow, pretty lady. I just cannot believe that Big Mac is still alive.
Oh, you should have seen the look on Hannah's face. She was so happy. I can only imagine how his wife is going to feel.
If they ever find her, she'll be ecstatic. Last I heard, she was in France with my brother.
Oh, yeah? So, what's the deal with Blake, anyway? Is he still with Matt?
I know, that's a sore topic for you, considering what happened between him and your sister. As far as I know, he's still with Maddie, but who the hell knows? I'm assuming their relationship isn't exactly peaches and cream, being that he left the country with a woman.
I know it's wrong, but I would be lying if I said I wouldn't get a tiny bit of satisfaction from Blake finding out that the grass was not so green without Marilyn.
Yeah, well, I wish I could explain my brother to you, but he's just one big unsolved mystery to me. All my life he was straight, and then he pulls this thing with Maddie. It's like, I have no idea, really. In all honesty, I've always felt he had a little crush on Raven Malone. But who knows? Anyway, enough about him, right? Let's talk about you and me.
Ah, I like that subject.
Why are we having this useless conversation about Brother Blake, when I could be kissing those beautiful lips of yours, pretty lady?
Hey, you brought it up. I thought maybe you just didn't want to kiss me.
Well, excuse me. Let me correct that right now. I'll be a man of my word.
Speak the language in a voice that you have never heard.
At her apartment, Agnes is getting frustrated at the loud music coming from Wanda Grimm's apartment upstairs.
Turn that plastic music down, Grimm. She probably can't hear me. Let's see if she can hear my broom. Can you hear this? Can you hear this? Turn down your stereo. What are you, deaf or something? God, there's only one thing to do. I have to go see the Dragon Lady herself in person.
In his room at the Algonquin, Matt is talking with Mandy.
Mandy, can I ask you a question?
Of course. You are letting me stay here, so ask me anything you want.
Why is it that you didn't even notice my face? I mean, it's hideous. When you first saw it in the hospital, you gasped. But ever since then, it seems like you hardly noticed.
Everett, that wasn't me that gasped. It was Marnie. She's a cruel, heartless woman. I would never think differently of you because your face has a few scars on it.
Well, you may be the only one. I only saw a few people on the way home from the hospital, but they all gawked at me, wondering what in the world must have happened. I could see the horror on their faces and the pity in their eyes.
Everett, it's the people who really care about you that matter. Not some strangers on the street. You are my oldest and dearest friend. I love you.
Really? I feel so unlovable right now.
It's all in your head, and you have to get past this.
You're the only person I felt like opening up to since this happened.
We have a very special friendship, Everett. Marnie did her best to destroy it, but she wasn't able to. We can't let anybody ever come between us again.
Now, who could that be?
I'll go in the bedroom to hide.
Let me see who it is. Who's there?
Matt, it's me, Blake. I'm back from France and I really want to see you. Will you please open the door?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.